It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's Friday. It's heading toward the Labor Day weekend. Normally a quiet time in politics, but not this year. Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson are back for another political breakfast. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal, along with Communications Director. He had many titles. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Speaking of the state capitol, the biggest event there this week was the unveiling of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. statue. Theron, this is something that took years and years and years and then suddenly got some sort of tipping point in terms of legislative approval, backing from the governor's office, and cooperation with the King family. It was the sort of thing that gave everyone a chance to not only unify, but perhaps take a look at how we can do things differently.
It was a magnificent occasion. You've got to give Governor Deal a great bit of the credit here. For him to have the fortitude and the leadership to see this all the way through, Chairman Emeritus Calvin Smyre worked diligently with the Deal administration to get this passed. And the role that the King family played, I thought Reverend Bernice King's comments were very fitting. You know, she reminded us of what was going on in the country back in the 1960s when her father was assassinated. And she kind of gently sort of brought it home to where we are today in the country on the aftermath of what happened in Charlottesville. And so, again, I felt great to be a Georgian, and the crowd was very diverse. And this is something that I think that we'll look back on as a defining, unifying day in our state.
Brian, in her talk, Reverend King hinted at the Confederate Memorial debate, which is going on now after Charlottesville. This is going to come up in the governor's race in both parties, and we have already seen candidates tread very carefully on this one, except for Stacey Abrams on the Democratic side, who has said we should probably take a sandblaster to Stone Mountain.
It's bad politics and a bad idea, and I want to congratulate and thank Representative David Scott and Andy Young, Ambassador Young, for their balanced and reasoned comments on this debate. I think that they are an extraordinarily important voice saying, instead of the visual of us tearing down, let's build up. And I think that's the message of the MLK statue. Instead of tearing down, let's build up. Let's not subtract, let's add.
I don't think this issue is going away, Dennis. I think it's going to be a conversation that is going to happen very often. And it's going to be at the center of the next legislative session. But what Governor Deal and Speaker Rawson and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Mayor Reed and definitely Calvin Smyre, Dean of the House, is that I think there was a step towards healing. There are strong beliefs on both sides of this argument. And so what the leadership in the state has got to do is figure out a common ground, how they can gain a central view on this issue.
Can they do that in an election year, though?
Well, I think the good thing is that it is an election year, and politicians seem to commit to a whole lot of things when they are running for higher office or they're trying to get reelected or even being elected to something. So I think the political will would be there to engage in the conversation. The ultimate decision will be made on how do you amend the law that was put in place, and only people elected in these offices can do that.
The first step next year, and you're seeing it in Stacey Abrams' comments, is the primary. So what's going to be popular with 50% plus one of the population isn't necessarily what you're going to be hearing about right now. Democrats are going to appeal to a base that's probably very in favor of taking down a lot of these monuments to Confederate generals and people who were outspoken segregationists throughout our history. On the other side, on the Republican end, the base voters don't want to see these taken down. A strong majority of them don't want to see us taking down those monuments and feel very passionately about it on both sides. So in the primaries, as we go forward, you're going to see Stacey Abrams' views being controversial statewide but popular in the Democratic primary, and you're going to see a Republican candidate saying we need to preserve our history.
But what the Republicans have got to be careful is, will the staunch supporters of keeping these statues up put so much pressure on them that they commit to doing it, where I think the overall population who will be electing the governor in the general election, this could be a tremendous wedge issue where a majority of people may favor them being put in a museum, but not necessarily being completely destroyed and not preserved.
And just a day after that display of unity at the Capitol, the story surfaced of a Facebook post by Republican Representative Jason Spencer directed at former Democratic Representative LaDawn Jones. He's white, she's African American. They were seatmates. They engaged in debates about these things during the time that both were in the legislature, but his post was a kind of warning saying that if the memorials were removed, that somebody might go missing in South Georgia. That was a stunning change from what we saw at the Capitol just the day before.
Well, it was more than just a warning. It was a direct threat.
It wasn't. What Don said, it wasn't.
I felt that saying that someone is going to come up missing definitely infers that if you continue to drive this issue and you are a person that is not supportive of this issue, and if you are the opposite race, then you may come up missing, because people who live in my area of Georgia, South Georgia, don't like the conversation that's being had right now. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat that. And I think that he made a big mistake, but I bet you there are other Republican legislators who are hearing the same pushback in their districts. I think that he just made a big mistake and actually put it on social media.
Brian, do you think Republican candidates will be asked about this very thing, this particular incident?
For a day or two, and then it'll blow over. We'll be moving on to the next thing. I do think there'll be continued to get asked questions about the overarching issue, which is what is going to be our path forward. And one of those path forwards may be that we give more local control, that in communities we are preserving these monuments from that part of our history is very important, and people support it, that they're allowed to do it, and that people like Kasim Reed in Atlanta, if they want to have a commission to look at the memorials in the city, that they can have a say over what happens in their backyard. That may be a path forward, but you know, one thing that Republican legislators, and they're the ones who really matter when it comes to passing stuff in the General Assembly, is that for the most part, they have very Republican electorates that don't want to see us moving backward and bringing those memorials down. They don't want to see scenes like we've had in New Orleans and in Kentucky and in Virginia.
This issue cuts right down the middle with the Republican allegiance, because as Brian just outlined, you have people who are staunch supporters of local control. One of the reasons why the school takeover program or turnaround program, as Brian and others like to frame it, one of the reasons that it fell was because people felt like it was taking away local control. Then you have the people who want to preserve the Confederacy and preserve these monuments who are going to hold these people accountable. And so this is a huge wedge issue that I think is going to cause problems for Republicans.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson is a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us once again. We'll see you soon. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, and go Dogs.
Woof.